Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Little happy 80s pop rock. Huey Lewis in the news. Football Friday Wild Card Weekend on Boomer and Geo. I'm a fan of CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is with us. He's getting ready for a big Cowboys playoff game on Saturday night.
I think I rang in 1997 with Huey Lewis.
Did you?
I did.
I saw him play at PNC Park. I actually saw that. And then Huey Lewis himself had to go to the hospital because of dehydration after that show.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it was not good. He really sang his heart out, though.
I'm sure he did.
Gave us everything he had, you know?
He was dehydrated. He was probably there with all the drunks that were just at the show.
Yes.
Having their stomachs pumped.
Probably. 1997, Huey Lewis was still going strong then, too.
And I was not aware, because we have in Homedale the PNC Arts Center, and they have shows there all summer. There was one year, got to be 6 or 7 years ago, I was having... I think it was heart palpitations, so I went to the hospital at like 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, and the place was packed. Like, what is this? And it was, oh, you never come here the night of a concert.
Really?
Because it's just, it's flooded with people that have drank too much.
Man.
Because the hospital's like right down the block. You know, it's a couple miles away.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's been many times that I've had too much to drink through my 20s and everything. I've never had to go to the hospital.
Really?
The hospital? You drink so much, you got to go to the hospital. That's a major, major problem.
Sadly, it is.
Now, is it like people falling or people just...
No, drunk. Oh, stomach pumped. Alcohol poisoning, stuff like that.
Oh, man. I mean, that is sad.
Yeah, not good.
All right. Well, anyway.
On that note, we're brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at Ray Katina Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. This is not the direction I was going to go, but since we just kind of brought up drinking and stuff like that. So you saw Daryl Strawberry the other day. TMZ caught up with him in the airport, and he talked about how you got to stay away from the weed because it's a gateway drug to other problems in your life.
Right.
Steven Jackson, the former, as Al now knows, the former NBA player, not the former football player, was laying on his bed and decided to put a little response to Daryl. He didn't quite like his take, and he offered this.
Listening to you talk about weed and asking you for advice about weed is like asking somebody that went broke on how to stay rich. You a whole cokehead out here, bro.
So, basically, stay in your lane. You did coke, not weed.
You a whole cokehead.
Yes.
Yeah, half a one.
Now, Steven Jackson apologized after all of this.
Oh, whatever. It's funny.
I know Al's like, I can't believe you just said that. That just kind of ruins the whole story.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't see that part.
No, he apologized, basically saying, look, I know he's fighting his demons and he's got kids.
But he was high at the time when he said it?
I don't know. Maybe he was
probably
high. Who knows,
man? That was on TMZ, so whatever. I get his point, though. You know, hey, Daryl. And I love Daryl more than most.
But wouldn't Daryl know?
Geez. Well, I don't know. Did he do weed or did he go right to coke? I have no idea.
It seems like Daryl has an addictive personality and was probably speaking from experience or what he felt his experience was.
I believe in his book he said he took amphetamines with coffee. I mean, so, you know, maybe weed was on the table, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I always thought about that. Like, the motivational speaker usually is someone who's been through a lot of stuff. But I'm like, why is it never the guy who never got in trouble? Like, why?
Because no one wants to hear from him.
Why is the motivational speaker like, I've never had any problems. Well, it's amazing. You should be listening to me.
Isn't that Tony Robbins?
Yeah, I guess he's one. Yeah, people go see him.
If you're going to go somewhere, like Ray Rice is going to go speak somewhere, he's going to speak about the pitfalls of domestic violence. Am I right?
Right, sure. But this is my point.
He's unfortunately had to live through all the things that come along with that in the very public eye. So you would think, okay, let me go hear from somebody whose life was ruined by it and at least as somehow bounce back from it.
Right. Usually the message is don't make the mistakes that I made because look at what I had to go through because of that. And that rings a lot
stronger than, yeah, I never screwed up at all, so this is how I did it, right? I mean, that's why, but I always find that
funny. As opposed to just look at me.
Yeah, look at me. Look how great I right. am. I've never screwed up a damn thing in my whole life, so follow my footsteps.
Anyway, so you have that. We'll have more sound throughout the morning with that. That'll be fun. Wild Card Weekend, tomorrow, 4:30 Eastern, Colts and Texans, and here is Boomer's old roommate and teammate Frank Reich. This is just a start for his Colts.
There's checkpoints along the road, and everybody's mindset, I think most teams will tell you at the beginning of the year, hey, goal number one, get in the tournament. But for no team does it stop there, nor does it stop there for us.
Win in advance, lose and go home. Bill O'Brien taking on a team he's very familiar with, third time around this season, not stunned. It's a division rival.
Only 12 teams make it. And you're bound to play somebody that you've already played. That's just the way it is.
And so that's tomorrow, 4:30, followed by the primetime game at 8:15 from AT&T Stadium. The Cowboys taking on the Seahawks. Pete Carroll doesn't sound like he's a huge fan of that AT&T Stadium.
It's a real glitzy place. You know, when you come out of a football locker room ready to play football, and you go to a nightclub. You know, it's kind of like we're in the club. You know, no, wait a minute. You know, you got to play ball, and then you come back to the club, and they're all. Anyway, it's unusual.
It is unusual. As you
it
know,
is awesome,
Jerry.
Though. It is unusual.
Ridiculous. I mean, you know, his place is gorgeous. By the way, his place where his team plays is a little unusual, too.
Sure, I've never been out there.
It's an awesome stadium, but, you know, they pump in sound out there and everything.
Is that true?
Well, that's basically the accusations, I should say, that every other team that goes in there to play says yes.
Wow. See, that would be disappointing to hear that. Because of the reputation it has as the 12th man and the loudest place, and it was designed to have the highest decibel levels.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for all that, yeah.
So. All right, well, I hope that's not true.
It is a great place to play football, though, if I were the home team. The pain in the ass playing there if you're the visiting team, I can tell you that.
Sunday at 1:05 Eastern, Ravens and Chargers. Here's Lamar Jackson. The regular season was fun. Things a little bit different now.
And it's just the name, the playoff, you know, that whole thing. You know, you're trying to get the championship now. You know, it was for us to get in it, and we're in it now, so we want the big thing.
Of course, we'll have all these games on The Fan, that game on CBS as well at 1:05. And then Sunday at 4:40 Eastern, Bears and Eagles. Here is Mitchell Trubisky trying to treat this like any other game.
We're very excited, and we're just going to treat it like the other games that we have throughout our season. Obviously, we know everything's going to be turned up a notch.
Now, he also was talking this week, I forget what day it was, about how he has quit social media, how it just got in his head, and he couldn't take, you know, looking at all the mentions and people constantly telling him how much he sucked. And he says that he has become a better player and his mind is clear now. So the pitfalls of Twitter and
yes.
Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff.
Hey, you know, so this is his second year, and he's got his team in the playoffs, and they got a home playoff game. I think Jet fans should look at that as a prime example of what could happen with your second-year quarterback next year, because he, too, has a new coach, and so did Jared Goff in his second year get a new coach and got his team into the playoffs. So I don't know why people are bitching and complaining about Mitch Trubisky. He's actually had, I think, 4 300-yard passing games. And I don't think a quarterback has ever done that for the Bears.
Yeah. I mean, he's been better than I thought he was. I mean, it's really, really frustrating to see him actually turn into a competent quarterback, to be quite honest.
And you're looking at him for the next 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I figured he would be a bust. I think he, of all those guys.
Still could be. You don't know.
That's the bust right there. Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, Trubisky, Goff, everybody else.
But I'm just going to tell you, he's as good, if not better, an athlete than any other quarterback in the league. That's how good of an athlete he is. I mean, he is like 230 pounds and runs like a 6:40. I mean, it's ridiculous how fast he is.
Jets head coaching search continues. Expected to interview Adam Gase today. The Browns interview of Mike McCarthy pushed back to next week. Baseball Phillies get themselves David Robertson. He goes there on a 2-year contract worth $23 million. White Sox reportedly have an offer on the table for Manny Machado now. USA Today has the story. Said to be in the neighborhood of $200 million. The year's not nearly 10, as you can imagine, but higher.
That's it?
Well,
I say that's it because, you know, we're all sitting here thinking that it was going to be $400 million a year and a half ago. And then all of a sudden, you saw what happened last year with the free agents, right? And how many guys thought that they were going to get big money and got a lot less money. And now come the big two free agents this year. And you're thinking, okay, here we go. 10 years, $400 million. Or then it was readjusted to $350. And then, of course, Harper had the $300 million.
From the
Nationals that he turned down. So.
Well, I think you need to look into that because apparently it was right around Christmas that Bryce Harper, Scott Boras, and the owner met for like 4 hours, it was reported, in Washington. So That makes me think that there hasn't been an offer yet, or they don't believe that they're going to get close to that $300 million that
was there. Maybe trying to tweak the $300 because remember, he didn't want it, and they initially said no because there was a fault. They couldn't trade him, or he couldn't be traded. I forget what it was. There was no opt-out. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a straight 10-year deal, and it was $30 million a year. So maybe they go back and say, listen, we can work with this.
Yes, right. That's what I'm thinking is happening.
Here's the deal. Guess what? Market correction continues. At least it sounds that way. But that would also be good news for Yankee fans who want Manny Machado to be on the Yankees. Because if that's all the White Sox are offering.
Well, let's say it's 6 years, $200 million, though.
It's a lot of money.
It is. But I'd much rather have a 6-year contract than a 10-year contract, that's for sure.
If you're the team.
And the Yankees, who cares? They got so much money, who cares?
But I thought the whole thing the Yankees were not going to do is give up a 10-year contract. They would have been in line with this type of 5- or 6-year deal.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying if that is, in fact, the case, then that would be good news for the Yankee fans who want Manny Machado on their team.
Probably. All right, guys, you got
what I'm saying. If it's a 10-year deal and it's $300 million, the Yankees are not doing that. I don't think they'll do that.
Spurs-Raptors last night. The big story was Kawhi Leonard back in San Antonio, a former Raptor, though, beating his old team last night.
High screen set by Aldridge for DeRozan. Around that screen, driving inside, his contested runner is good and a foul. The foul's on Danny Green, and one coming up for DeMar DeRozan, who's got 18 first-half points against his former team.
That is Bill Schoening with the call. Raptors wound up winning 125-107. DeRozan, 21 points he finished with, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. As for Leonard, 21 points, 5 assists in the loss. He was booed all night, as you can imagine.
Quite the reception you got. Was that what, kind of what you thought was coming?
Probably, but I embraced it and enjoyed the moment, and it's only going to get me better.
Here was Greg Popovich. He said he felt bad that he was booed.
Kawhi's a high-character guy. You know, we all make decisions in our lives, what we're going to do with our futures. And he has that same right as any of us.
Now, in terms of what DeRozan did, which I was stunned by this, first career triple-double, which was interesting. Popovich says he's more of an all-around player than maybe I first thought.
I did not know about the passing.
How impressed are you with it, the way he is able to?
Boy, oh boy.
Not interested in that question, nor was he interested in this one.
How will the energy from tonight's win carry forward to the rest of the season?
I have no idea.
He's a prize.
He's funny. The worst.
I agree. Anyhow, then you had the Rockets down 73-53 at Golden State in the third quarter. And boy, oh boy, did they storm back. Here's Kevin Harlan on TNT in overtime.
Down to three, down to two, it's a three. Go!
Watch this shot.
Incredible shot. Rockets by one with 1 second to go.
That's Green and Thompson all over him, and he's sliding to his right. Just incredible.
He needs to do that in a game 7 to beat the Warriors.
Yeah, well, right. He had 44 points, 10.
It seems like they're more fluid on offense now that they don't have Carmelo on their team.
That didn't take too long. Right? Hey, they're 22-15 now.
Oh, yeah. Really? I wonder what happened there.
44 points, 10 rebounds, 15 assists for Harden, who has scored at least 30 points now in 11 straight games. 11 straight games where Carmelo Anthony wasn't on the floor.
Can somebody actually sign Carmelo Anthony yet or no?
I thought it was sometime in January. No, it was the end of December, wasn't it?
I think they're allowed to now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And there's been the rumors with the Lakers because LeBron said he wanted to have him on the team, but there's no way. I mean, just look at the track record the last couple of years. It's unbelievable. He goes to a team and he torpedoes them into the ground. He leaves and then they get better. It's a formula for success.
He torpedoes them into the ground.
Right. That's why the Knicks need to bring him back.
Carmelo Anthony, the human anvil.
I would say bring him back right now.
Yeah, I know. Bring him back to the Knicks.
Just have a nice little going away terrible. Party and everything else, and then we can continue to lose.
That's not right. Tonight, the Nets are in Memphis. We'll have it on the fan. Memphis did acquire Justin Holiday from Chicago. They were fighting in the locker room the other night, by the way, after the game, Grizzlies were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, there were, I guess, punches were thrown, an altercation, nice. And they had a closed-door meeting for over 30 minutes. Knicks are in Los Angeles to take on the Lakers. Rangers in Colorado tonight, and the Devils skate in Arizona on Radio.com at 9. John Hines got himself a multi-year extension.
Yeah, good for him, man, and good for the Devils for trying to keep consistent.
I'm not finished. I forgot about the Islanders, because we got to play this. They were at the Coliseum, which was rocking last night. They go to overtime with the Blackhawks.
Brock out to his blue line at center point in the Chicago zone, rather. Now to Bailey in the high slot in the Hawks end. Right circle, one-timer. Good save, Delia. Rebound, they score! Devon Taves, first goal in the National Hockey League, is an overtime winner at Nassau Coliseum, and the Islanders beat the Blackhawks by the final score of 3-2. They are mobbing Devon Taves.
Chris King, Islanders Radio, radio.com.
Game here on the Fan.
Yeah.
You got to have that kind of passion?
I will. I mean, I won't be as good as him. He's been doing it for a long time. I'm not going to be able to do that. But sure, I'll have the same type of passion. I think for both teams, I have to have
that passion. No, it's amazing to me. And I'm not an owner. It's not my money. It's any of that stuff. But, man, if I'm sitting there and I'm watching that team in that building play the way that they play and have the fans reacting the way that they react, why the hell are you building another building? What a waste. What an absolute waste.
So for people who don't know, February 7th, Boomer and I are calling the Devils-Islanders game at the Prudential Center. So a little preview of that is going to be me going, so what's going on here, Boomer?
the interesting thing is that with this supposed new building going in Belmont, well, you know, we got to have suites. Well, what good are suites if you can't sell them?
Right.
That's the point. You know, the reason the Madison Square Garden does what it does is because it's all corporate suites. And they make a ton of dough off of that stuff and everything else. And I'm sorry, you're going to build a fourth building in within 15 miles of each other?
It's all too much about the money and not
it's
enough
idiotic.
About the winning. I agree. And then lastly, women's college basketball, number 8 Baylor beat number 1 UConn 68-57. It's snapped. Are you ready for this? UConn's 4-year regular season winning streak of 126 games.
Back to November 2015,
that is,
I think,
unbelievable. I thought it was 14. Was it 15? It's just crazy, though, that long ago.
Well, we're in 19 now.
Yes, we are.
God, we're in 2019. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess it was in 15.
Yeah, the year 3000, 81 years away.
But, you know, there's certain things that are, you know, good
we'll
losses.
All be dead.
This is probably a good loss for UConn.
It's a good loss. Get that monkey off there. Shut up. It's 4 years.
Yeah, but you know what? They have to refocus themselves.
No, they'll be refocused. I feel bad for the next team that they have to play.
Well, Gino's going to have something to coach now.
That's true.
Going to coach these kids up now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.